When you pray, do you pray with confidence? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are really starting to get on your nerves, they're driving you crazy, you're ready to pull your hair out, you're thinking, I'm going to choke that person. Stop. Stop right now. No, you don't want to become violent. You don't want to become depressed. You don't want to get an ulcer. Come on now. Stop. Remember the words from the musical Les Miserables. To love another person is to see the face of God. Remember, we love people because God dwells in them. And our worst enemy, God dwells. We love people because love is what God wants us to become. Love is not so much a noun, love is a verb. We love people not because they necessarily do something nice for us or treat us in any particular way. We love them because, well, just go to the first letter of St. John, you know, in the Bible. You can't say you love God if you don't love God's people. Why? It's obvious, because God dwells in them. So work on that, okay? It's calm down, take some deep breaths, say a little prayer. Try to see them through God's eyes. You know? God loves those. God loves that person as much as God loves you. Even if they don't behave as well as you behave, God loves that person. All right, today's scripture is from John's Gospel, chapter 15. Verses 16 and 17. And here's how it goes. You have not chosen me, I've chosen you. And I've commissioned you to go forth and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Ask anything of the Father, he will give it to you. My command is this, that you love one another. Okay, so you can see why I asked you at the beginning of the program. When you pray, do you pray with confidence? When you ask, do you ask with confidence? Don't get hung up with, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. I'm not saying he's going to snap his finger and you're going to win the lottery. I'm not saying he's going to, you know, like Bewitched. You know, just wiggle his nose and you get your miracle. I dreamed of Genie, that old show. Get what you want. No, I'm not talking about that kind of mechanistic God. I'm talking about the fact that all prayer, number one, let's talk about prayer here. All prayer is answered in light of eternity. All prayer has to be based on, will this help me or the person I'm praying for get to heaven? God has one will for us. He wills that we come to the knowledge of the truth and that we be saved. As I often talk about in my programs, look at life, look at the big picture. Not just the little part of life that you and I spend on this earth. Come on, you know how fast time flies. Once you turn 40, every time you turn around, it's Christmas. Now, I'm not talking about this little blink of an eye called our existence here on earth. I'm talking about eternity. Eternity. Huh? Eternity. You know how long eternity is like counting every grain of sand on a seashore, on an ocean, on the coast of an ocean? If you were able to count every grain of sand, that still would not be as long as eternity. As long as that would take, that's not as how long eternity is. Okay? Never forget the big picture. As soon as you take your eyes, in your heart, in your mind, in your prayer off the big picture, there's going to be problems, right? So having said all that, having said that we're dealing with the way God mysteriously works in our life, I'm still coming back to the point, yes, we must pray with confidence. and then trust that God will work in a way that's best for us. But confidence is important. Some people, they're almost sheepish. They're almost, their hesitancy drives me crazy. It's going, well, God, if it's okay, I don't mean to bother you. I don't mean to keep on coming at, back and asking. And God, I know I shouldn't be praying for myself. I should just pray for other people. And I, you know, what's that all about? You're supposed to pray. In the Catholic Church, one of the introductions in the Our Father goes, let us pray with confidence to the Father in the words our Savior gave us. Okay. Cute story, okay? This Jewish grandmother, she's walking with her boy at on the beach, her grandson, the love of her life, the apple of her eye. And all of a sudden, this big tidal wave hits the beach and grabs the grandson and pulls his body out into the ocean. The Jewish grandmother's frantic. She goes, God, please, God, save him, deliver my grandson, please give him back to me. Next thing you know, another big wave smacks on the beach. And there's the grandson. She runs over, grabs him, sees that he's okay, stands him up, brushes him off, notices that he's fine, but then she goes like this to God. He had a hat. I love that, right? Because most people would say, what? You got him back safe and sound. Why would you worry about his stupid hat? He had a hat, huh? Do you pray with confidence? As my heart and my mind and my will become more and more aligned with the will of God, then I ask even more with confidence. Because I'm not going to ask for anything that doesn't make me more like Jesus, that doesn't help me get to heaven. Think about this. I often have heard growing up, and occasionally I still hear it, people saying, there are three responses to a petition. Yes, not now, and no. Okay? And then they'll say, can you take a no from God? And I guess that's okay to put it that way, but let me tell you how I like to put it. There are three responses to a petition. Yes, not now. I got something better for you. Now, why do I say that instead of saying no? Because there's always a yes and a no. There's always a yes and a no. And what is the yes? What's the ultimate yes that we should want in our life? What should be the ultimate answer to all our prayers for ourselves or for those who are dear to us? To get to heaven. To have a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ. To know Jesus on a first name basis. To have a you and I relationship instead of a he and me relationship. There's always, in a no, there'll be a yes. And the yes is something better. Because it's going to be a relationship with Jesus that gets us through the good times and the bad times, the sickness and the health, the richer, the poor. It's going to help us, huh? It's going to help us as we journey to heaven. It's going to help us when we have to comfort other people who've gone through terrible, terrible, painful situations. Often, God uses us as the answer to people's prayers. We become the instrument of God's mercy, His compassion, His justice. You got to pray with confidence. Let me give you an example. If you're a regular listener to my program, you know that, especially at the end of the program, I quickly mention my hospital and I ask for a donation for the hospital. Well, when I started collecting funds to build what was going to be a small clinic down in Oaxaca, Mexico, I had no idea how I was going to get the funds. And yet in six, almost 7 years, it went from a small clinic to a small hospital. The funds kept on coming in. Did I have times when I thought, oh, now how am I going to pay this bill? Now how am I going to get this? How? I had that, but always God came through. God came through. You know what that has done for me? It's made me pray with confidence. Do I get a no? Oh, come on, of course I get a no. But there's a yes and a no. Because when I can say, I accept that no because God has something better for me, then I'm all that disappointed. I don't get down in the dumps. I don't become moody. I don't take it out on my people who are close to me. I move on with my life, waiting for the blessings that are going to come. If God can't answer your prayer this way, He's going to answer your prayer another way. Do you believe that? Oh, I hope you believe that. Because if you believe that, you'll pray with confidence. You know who I want you to pray for with confidence today? I want you to pray for Neighborhood Legal Services. This is the group of lawyers and paralegals who help the poor who can't afford a regular lawyer. These are the people who help those who are in trouble, and they wouldn't have a clue how to deal with the legal system. This is a service that's offered by counties but are poorly funded. Pray for the people who are trying to win the rights and respect the rights and get justice for those who are often not given justice because they are not the high, the mighty, and the wealthy. Our today's food for thought, okay? Take time to laugh. It is the music of the soul. Oh, the music of the soul. Isn't that beautiful? You know how I feel about laughter. If you listen to the program on Wednesday, you certainly know what I think about laughter. Now, let me see if I can make you smile. This is cute. When a Catholic person marries a Jewish person and they have a child, what is the child called? Ready? A cashew. Come on, that was cute. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Why would you contact me? Why would you thought it was a corny joke? You can tell me that my jokes are corny. I won't be offended. You can send me your prayer intentions, which I faithfully will take to prayer. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. It tells you where I'm preaching and a lot of good stuff in my newsletter. And, ready? You can help me keep my hospital open. You can help me help the poorest of the poor. You can help me help the sick, those who have no voice, who have no power in their community. You make a check. I don't care what the amount is. Make the check out to TASH. It stands for the Anna C. Toller Hospital. TASH, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And, of course, I always want to remind you, if you're comfortable using the Internet, go to my website. You'll like my website. You can listen to these radio shows on my website. A lot of good stuff on my website. You can hit the link that goes to the hospital's website to really gain good information about the hospital, first-hand glimpse through the Internet. FatherScott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee.